This is Super Tuesday in the U.S. By the end of today, both Democrats and Republicans should have a better idea of who will lead their parties into the next presidential election. Of course, many Canadians are closely watching the contest. Some Toronto politicians are even drawing inspiration for political battles fought here. Philip Lee Shenick reports.
Chris Tindall is on the campaign trail, but this one doesn't lead to the White House. He's the Green Party's candidate in the federal by-election in Toronto Centre. And this 26-year-old feels a kinship with Illinois Democrat Senator Barack Obama.
I think a lot of the excitement around Barack Obama has to do with this idea of a desire for change, a desire for new ideas, a desire for politicians who don't just attack their opponents all the time, but try to find unity. And those are the sorts of things, that's the kind of politician I try to be.
Tindall found so much inspiration in Obama's Iowa caucus speech that he linked to it on his website.
You have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
He's not alone. Both the NDP and Liberal candidates in the riding have done the same. Judy Rebick teaches social justice and democracy at Toronto's Ryerson University. Last year, while in the U.S., she saw the Obama effect up close, and she's skeptical that politicians here have it.
Our politicians on the left in particular have been quite craven about talking about the kind of change we need.
But Rebick is hopeful that these historic Democratic primaries will mark a sea change in American politics, and that excitement and thirst for change may spill over to this side of the border. Philip Lee Shenock, CBC News, Toronto.